Rwanda considers itself a prime example of how smallholder farmers can become big successes in producing more food and overcoming environmental limitations. President Paul Kagame says nearly two-thirds of Rwanda's population live below the poverty line, and that small farms support 2 billion people around the world and provide up to 80% of the available food in sub-Saharan Africa and parts of Asia. He told those attending the UN's International Fund for Agricultural Development conference in Rome that his country is a success story and challenged other African nations to do more to help the agricultural sector grow as well.
Experience in some parts of the world indicates that with the right policies and adequate investment, we can increase food production while protecting our environment.
Kagame was speaking on the opening day of the conference, where representatives from IFAD's 167 member states are looking at ways that smallholder farmers, especially those in developing countries, could play their role in contributing to economic growth and food security. Mario Monti, the Prime Minister of Italy, which is the host country for the conference, says it will take a concerted effort from the world to solve the problems facing food insecurity.
A hungry world is an unjust world. It is also an unstable world. The international community has to do more to promote a sustainable global food system and the balanced development of the agricultural sector. It is indeed well known that agricultural development is 2 to 4 times more effective at reducing hunger and poverty than any other sector.
Kanayo Nwanze, the head of the International Fund for Agricultural Development, called for perseverance, patience, and determination to reduce rural poverty and create climate-smart ways for smallholders to build their resilience, specifically emphasizing IFAD's groundbreaking Adaptation for Smallholder Agriculture program. Nwanze added that the fund has a critical role to play in helping smallholders adapt to a changing climate while also reducing emissions and safeguarding the natural resource base.
With the world population expected to pass 9 billion by 2050, demand for food is guaranteed to rise in the coming years. Our job is to make it possible for small farmers and everyone living in rural areas to be part of this growth industry by realizing their potential.
At the end of last year, IFAD was financing 240 ongoing programs and projects with investments of $4.6 billion U.S. dollars in 94 countries and one territory. IFAD, based in Rome, is both a U.N. agency and an international financial institution. Since 1978, it has invested about $13.7 billion in grants and low-interest loans to developing countries to help the rural poor grow and sell more food, increase their incomes, and escape poverty. Julie Walker, United Nations.